B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You know, when we began opening this vault nearly 2 hours ago, we had no real idea what we'd find inside. As it turns out, we haven't found very much.
So now that people know you'll be on the road next week to Arizona, that's why we did the divisional round of the 2017-18 playoffs yesterday. Today we'll be doing the NFC Championship game, and I'm going to hold off the Super Bowl until Football Friday when you'll be doing the show from Radio Road. I think that's fitting, right? The Friday before the Super Bowl, yes. We play the moments from Super Bowl 52. So we're looking forward to that. But today, NFC Championship game. Here's how it sounded at the beginning, the intro, and the kickoff.
It is the 21st of January 2018, and it's 45 degrees in Philadelphia. Wind not a factor. Let's go down to the field and check in with Chris Myers. And Joe, the weather won't be an issue, but the field could be. The middle part of this field was resodded this week after the Falcons were seen slipping to defeat here last weekend. Mike Zimmer showed the Viking players video of that, said get the right shoes, be able to adjust. He's most concerned late in the game outside the numbers when footing could be treacherous if you're not prepared for it. Doug Peterson saying his team is feeding off the underdog role at home. And then there's this note, indoor teams playing outdoors on the road in conference championship games in the history of the NFL, they've never won. A combined record,
Mike
Zimmer was they've the first never guy won. Out here checking the footing earlier today. The way we go. NFC Championship game underway. The Eagles won the toss. They deferred, so it's Minnesota's ball, and that means that Case Keenum, fresh off that crazy 61-yarder to Stephon Diggs, which got him over 300 yards passing in that divisional game against the Saints, walks out there to start his night.
So now this is where it's like crazy, right? The Vikings will play the first drive in the touchdown. You go right downfield. And we were just talking about this yesterday when we relived the Eagles-Falcons game. There was a point in the second quarter where you're like, the Eagles offense isn't moving down the field. Falcons have a lead. Like, this is ugly. Here's how it sounded when the Vikings just picked the Eagles apart to start the game.
This is a very good, I don't want to say underrated, defense for the Eagles, and they're opportunistic. They had 31 takeaways during the regular season, fourth most in the league. Play clock at 3. On first down, out of the backfield, Murray. And Latavius Murray is out of bounds with close to another first down after going around Malcolm Jenkins. And they're going to give him 11. Play action from Keenum. Well protected. Slings it. Pass is caught by Thielen. And this good drive continues to the 39 of Philadelphia. An 11-yard completion from Keenum. Well, we know Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator for the Eagles, he does not want to have to bring pressure. He wants to get to the quarterback with a four-man rush. And if the Vikings can block this defensive front the way they did on that play, Keenum's going to have a lot of time to be able to throw to two wide receivers that have been outstanding this year. Handoff is to McKinnon. And Jared McKinnon with a little bounce to
the edge. How much is that? You're going to see it again, too, you know?
Bounds with 10 yards. Already 4 first downs for Minnesota. Second down and 6. This one floated for Rudolph. Touchdown. What a start. Just about a perfect drive put together by the Vikings to begin this game here in Philadelphia.
You can cut it there, Matt. There. Think about it. I mean, you heard it. It was gain of 11, gain of 12, gain of 10, gain of 11.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, Jesus. Like,
I know.
You know.
It was weird how it was so, like, they moved down so quickly.
Yeah, no problems.
Right? And then
And you heard it. Latavius Murray, McKinnon, Rudolph, Thielen. Like, they were going all over the field. Diggs wasn't even mentioned in that. And you're going, man, he's
like, how does that happen where, you've seen this in games before, right? Where the first possession.
Yes.
A team looks like, oh, my God, they're going to roll today. And then they do nothing offensively.
Yeah. And that's what literally happened this game. So the Eagles, they're down 7-0. They do not score on their opening drive. and the Vikings get the ball back pretty quickly, and you're going,
uh-oh,
and, you know.
And they were moving the ball again.
They moved the ball again until arguably the loudest moment in Lincoln Financial Field history took place with this pick six.
Four men on the rush. Keenum throws. He's picked. Patrick Robinson back the other way. Looking for a block. Gets it. Robinson for the touchdown. You're going to see Chris Long, defensive end. He's going to come off the edge, and he's able to get around Hill, and he gets Keenum's arm, it looked like, because the ball sure came out funny. It's a 50-yard return by Robinson, who had a career-high four interceptions this season. And the Minnesota Vikings have just given up 7 points off the turnover.
Now it's 7-7.
That was incredible. Joe goes, gets a block.
Yep.
Gets it.
Man, I mean, look, they're driving down. Also, it's 14-0. Even if it's 10-0.
No, dude, and he was moving, too.
Yeah, until that interception, which was just...
That was huge.
Absolutely huge, and Troy Aikman points it out. Chris Long got his hand on the elbow of Case Keenum. So now it's 7-7, and you still need to get a stop because you don't want the Vikings to go right downfield. Here's a third down stop for the Birds defense.
Now third down and six. Jim Schwartz does not bring pressure often.
No.
Pressure. Pass is caught. Diggs finally brought to the ground with a gain of one. It's fourth down. Malcolm Jenkins there for the stop. It took a moment to get Stephon Diggs down, but he finally went down to force the punt.
That's huge. Malcolm, you forced the punt.
A heck of a football player.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And now all of a sudden, you know, the Eagles are back on offense. And LeGarrette Blount.
And you got the big stop, which was huge.
That was huge. And now you have LeGarrette Blount, who just completely buries that Sendejo to get in the end zone.
First down from the 11. LeGarrette Blount. Touchdown. Just pulled his way in. Then it's one-on-one. It's Blount and Sendejo in the hole. One-on-one. Who's going to win that? And there's your answer. LeGarrette Blount runs right through him.
Now you're up 14-7.
His 10th career playoff game.
And
wow.
And again, you still need another stop because the Vikings could go downfield, tie the game at 14. And this is a moment that we don't really talk about that much because they end up winning 38-7. And he's not really in the good graces of Eagles fans. I mean, I don't like him a little bit, but Derek Barnett gets to Keenum.
See right now whether Jim Schwartz wants to dial something up.
He won't, Troy.
See if he can't create some type of negative play. And they bring pressure again. Ball is out. Recovered. By Derek Barnett. Well, they tried this protection earlier. Dave Morgan is going to come across and try to seal Derek Barnett, and it's just not much of a match. I mean, he gets there a little bit late. It creates the edge for Barnett to get there, the rookie from Tennessee, first-round pick. And what a great defensive play. And they needed it by this Jim Schwartz coach defense.
So... They were in Eagles territory.
Yeah. Yeah, and if they score, it's 14-14.
I mean, they were driving. I mean, yeah. That was a big deal.
That's a huge, and we don't talk about it that
that's
much.
That's a good point.
It's 38-7.
Because that set up the touchdown, the Jeffrey touchdown.
Yep, well, that's the next one we're going to play.
Wasn't that
it
right?
Makes it 21-7.
But that stop
It's huge.
Yeah, there was a cut. It's amazing.
You think about that.
Because you think 38-7, you think it'd blowout, right?
Right.
But in reality, like, that first half could have went the opposite.
Yeah, it could have. And we played the clip yesterday, the Alshon Jeffrey catch with 1 second left to set up field goal position for the Eagles. Remember, after the ball hits off Keanu Neal's knee, they weren't in field goal range yet. And it's just, there's a couple plays that we still forget about. I get it, because there's big, like, Philly, right? Like, we're always going to bring that up. But there's still those little moments like this Derek Barnett one.
Let's go.
And then here's the Jeffrey touchdown that you mentioned.
You know, Mike Zimmer, again, got him into third down. This is where he's really good, and he does a lot of different things out of this third and long situation. And one of them is hug up these linebackers. Xavier Rhodes on the bench, not out there on third down and 10. And Foles able to get away and throw. Pass is caught. Jeffrey, touchdown. Pressure, first of all, by Everson Griffin. Normally, a quarterback holds the ball this long. You are not going to get the ball down the field. And there's a double move on Terrence Newman. Alshon Jeffrey, he runs the square in and go. And Foles sees it kind of late and is able to get it out to
him. The perfect ball. Perfect ball, and the Eagles are now up 21-7.
How much is that? Because that, I remember that, like, he did see it late. That was another play that could have blown up.
Yeah, we think about Matt Ryan. That play felt like it went on for 30 seconds, and he couldn't hit Julio Jones. And then that one goes on for a while. So the Eagles take the lead 21-7. And then another memorable play from that run. And you may be speaking to the receiver coming up next week on this play. Here's the flea flicker.
That was awesome.
Saying, Doug Peterson really doing a nice job again tonight and has all year. And just his second full season of calling plays. He's been one step ahead of Mike Zimmer all night. The Eagles are 6 for 8 on third down. Flea flicker. Foles launches downfield.
Listen to that crowd.
Throw by Nick Foles. Again, he has to gather himself in the pocket, and that's the only place that Torrey Smith can make a play on the ball.
And think about
Harrison
it.
Smith gets
6 of 8 on third down, so now 7 of 9. 7 of 9 on third down.
And by the way, that throw was a dime.
That was perfect.
That was a dime, dropping a bucket.
Dude,
dime.
There's a, you know, we'll play Super Bowl next week. That Corey Clement throw that he makes the touchdown. Where Al and Chris thought it should have been a catch because they had the Patriots.
Right.
But, I mean, like, some of the throws that he made. Alshon Jeffrey ends up scoring another touchdown. That, of course, makes it 38-7. Here's how it sounded at the end of the game, the Eagles heading to the Super Bowl.
And let's Foles come off for tonight. I've been on that side of it too, Joe, and that's an empty feeling. Knowing how close you got, only to come up short, but they'll be resolved. And they'll go through the offseason and promise not to go through that feeling again. They're a talented team, and they'll be back. But for tonight, it's the Philadelphia Eagles. A nice hug from Brian Dawkins. And there is Nick Foles, the hero of the night for Philadelphia. Literally could not have played any better.
There it is.
That's pretty awesome,
there it is.
Man.
NFC Championship game. Thank you, Maddie.
We were going back to the Super Bowl. That was just unbelievable.
Nick Foles.
Amazing.
The hero of the night, man.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
He had one more left in him.
I mean, really. Just incredible.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.